Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's show, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson, neck hickeys, and Tom speak. You'll hear that coming up in just a minute.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
Next year, it's gonna be good to go. Next year, I'm gonna get my ducks all in a row. This year, I'm a little late. There's nothing left here on my plate. And I can see it coming. It's a dollar store Christmas. Here it comes again. Another dollar store Christmas. Here it comes again. Like a long-lost friend with a baseball bat behind his back and a fanny pack full of bitter pills and other people's best wishes. It's a dollar store Christmas. Oh, yeah, yeah. Dollar store Christmas. It's never 99. Dollar store Christmas. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
On this, the 3rd of December, 2020.
Oh,
what do you got over there, Chick?
Oh, I'm sorry. I got a cookie going.
Did you give it 15 seconds in the micro?
Oh, yeah. It's the only way to go, Daddy.
All right. I brought in the good cookies today for you guys.
Thanks.
All right. Sorry I can't give one to you, Al Jackson, in Denver, Colorado. How are you, Al?
I'm good, and I'm glad you asked him the important question, how do you take your cookie? And a real man cares about himself enough to put it in the microwave for 15 seconds. Well done, Chicky.
That's right. Thank I got that much. From Tom Griswold.
Oh, yes.
Tom passes that wisdom down.
These are some rock solid cookies. Now, you are in Denver today, I assume?
I am in Denver.
Okay. Do you have snow yet?
We had snow this past weekend, and then I got a knock on my door from the city yesterday because somebody complained that we did not clean our walkway to their satisfaction.
Oh,
so
my God.
I had to scrape ice. Yeah, and the guy, you know what's interesting? It's like when the person that tells you, they can't say it because they have to be professional, but they're like, look, I hate this person too. I didn't want to come out either, but this is my job. So
yeah.
Please get the ice out of the way. So we were both. I wasn't mad at him. I was just like, dude, come on. So
did
I went.
Did you
on
say was her name? Ice. Was her name Megan or Karen? Okay.
I there are older people to walk around here. So you know, I was just like, I just thought about like my grandmother needing to walk, and that was the only way I calmed myself to scrape ice.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Good for you.
By the way, scraping ice sounds like one of those terms you'd give me. Hey, Tom, you know
what
I mean?
You go,
hey, man, it does, yeah.
I got to go scrape ice.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been scraping ice all night. He hadn't slept in 2 days.
Has some underground meaning. Okay, Al, we start.
Scraping ice, you must be really cold.
Yeah. Wow. I wasn't going that direction, Christy.
Oh, sorry.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Wow. Although now that I think about it, I think there are some... Never mind.
Keep, yeah.
Keep moving.
Keep that to myself. Chick, you want to take this?
Nope. Keep moving.
Okay. Let's see. Al, this is a topic brought up by Ace Cosby that I thought was quite fascinating. No one agreed with me.
Talk to me.
What is the oldest article of clothing that you still have in your possession? And I thought about it for a while, and I realized it was two. I have two of my dad's shirts and one or two of my dad's ties in my closet at the house.
Interesting. You know, and I think you guys can see right here. That's my dad's wallet.
Right.
I still have my dad's wallet, and I have an old, and I only break this out for important Cavs games and Browns games. I have a T-shirt with a Cavs logo on it that my grandmother gave me, and she's been gone for probably like 11 years. So it's probably almost like a 20-year-old T-shirt. And I keep that. And I only break it out for big games.
Oh, that's cool.
The only reason I didn't put it behind glass. So, yeah, I've got probably a T-shirt that's probably about 20 years old.
Okay. And, Christy, what's the
I have a. I just realized I bought a coat at a consignment shop back in 1982. And at the time, it was really old. And I still own it, and I still wear it. I love it.
Do you promise not to get mad if I ask something?
Yeah.
Do you still have your first wedding dress?
No.
Okay, never mind.
No. I have the
last. What do you do with that? You donate it?
The first one I donated. The second one I didn't wear a real wedding dress. The third one I kept, and then I realized my girls weren't going to be able to ever wear it. They didn't like it. They didn't want it. So I actually had some of the material cut off so they could use it if they wanted to make something when they get married, like a ring bearer's pillow or something like that.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Traditionally, you're supposed to take the old wedding dress to a graveyard, aren't you? And a dead cat.
Oh, I donated
like
the
that.
Last
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah. Put it in a cauldron. Yeah, dip it in a swamp.
I'm sure there's an incantation. You could use, but I'm
right.
not.
No, I don't.
Tom, can I give our male listeners, because I can't. I don't know if this is the same for women. I'm going to give the men a little tip about, because you, Christy, you said consignment shops. You made me think about this. I started going to consignment shops because I'm a fan of the era of clothing that probably be like the late 50s to mid 60s. I like those big thick wool jackets and like the houndstooth kind of coats where you look like the first coach of Alabama, like that kind of look. And they always have it now at these fancy stores, but it's super expensive and like $250 for a pair of pants. Go to a consignment shop or a vintage shop, get a real pair of those old pants, and then take it to a tailor for like $14 and have him stitch it to your size. And like some of the pants I get the most compliments on are like literally $20 pants I got at the vintage swap meet, whatever you call it. But just go to the tailor and have them fixed. But it's like the real old school, you know, wool and cotton and stuff. So that's what I do.
Speaking of clothing, yesterday we got on the topic of the Dickie.
Yeah.
Dickie's brand, but the Dickie. And you know what that is? It's a fake turtleneck.
Yeah. What happened to those?
And
you can still get them. Trust me.
But should you?
Well, that's the question.
Josh brought something up, but you never finished the story, I don't think.
What's
that? You were talking about the worst hickey you ever got?
Oh, yeah.
Because sometimes guys apparently would wear a dickie to hide a hickey.
Right, yeah. I had I hooked up with this chick, and she really just went at it on my neck.
It
was a series of hickeys. And I love getting hickey. I don't like the hickeys themselves, but I love having my neck sucked on. So, I mean, it was just a full constellation. And the next day... I worked for a chain of movie theaters, and we were having a regional award ceremony the next morning, and I was being presented with like Usher of the Year or something.
I had no idea.
And I had to walk up, and we had to wear our work uniform, and it did not cover my neck, and I had to walk up and meet the owner of the company as he shook my hand, and I just had all these hickeys, and everybody I worked with was just howling in the. Yeah.
Wow.
It was so
are
obvious.
Are hickeys still a thing?
Josh? What I asked. I can't imagine.
You know, I kind of. I don't think they're like. Look, I've had requests to give girls hickeys, but it's always on a spot like their thigh or something. So I just want to be reminded of what we did and that kind of thing.
What is happening?
The court documents will do that.
Look, I'm telling you, if you surveyed women, they would, I think a pretty big majority would go, yeah, I like feeling the sex later. Either with a mark or
this is like when your attorney says, "I need a minute with my client," as you just start going off on the stand. No, they like it. I'm telling you, they want to remind.
They want it.
I've met so many women that are like,
"Never asked for a hickey in my life, Josh."
No, I like. Well, you're part of the minority. I say,
really?
Yes.
I have a lot of girlfriends. We've never talked hickeys ever.
Yeah. Speaking of minorities, Al is the.
He sure is.
You're joking.
Al just brought it up. Is the hickey thing was in black culture? Was that a thing? Are you aware?
Yeah, I think that was, the hickey definitely crossed over racial barriers. I just think that I don't think that kids want that as a badge of honor now. Because
I think that
kids are kind of aware that once that hickey is there, that's a way of somebody claiming you. And somebody that might like you be like, oh, well, clearly Josh is seeing somebody else. Mm. So I think kids are more savvy now.
Right.
Where I was just like, a girl touched me. I have proof.
I know a ton of women that are like, leave a mark on me.
Huh. Wow.
Or they go, you know, women, Christy, I know that it may not be the hickey, but I know that you've texted a guy and gone, I can still feel you. That kind of thing.
Oh, that, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. That's the same idea.
But not, I don't want a hickey to remind.
But I'm just saying, you like that little reminder.
Okay.
You think it's hot, don't you? Yeah.
Excuse me, can I talk to my client in the hallway, please?
Just a minute, please.
Your client's starting to win the room over.
I can still feel you. I'm brushing my teeth with a hairbrush.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Man.
That's also you, a Christy, thing, though.
I'm sorry. Once I feel good about what I contributed to this.
Good day at work, Chick.
Yeah.
So, Al Jackson, we should point out, is one of my favorite people. He's also an author. When he's not appearing on the Daily Blast Live, he wrote the book called A Baby Ford, and it's available at aljacksonlive.com, a benefit for the Firefly Autism Program in Lakewood, Colorado. And it talks about your child on the spectrum, as they say, and it's a great story and got nice
and
pictures.
What a wonderful stocking stuffer.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes, it is. Thank you. As long as you need a wide stuffing. Wide stocking, you know, and just, you know.
No, wide stuffing. That too. I feel you. I know what you're saying now.
Yeah.
That goes back to Christy's angle.
The old wide stuffing.
Would you prefer?
How would you describe your new boyfriend, Christy? He's a baby Ford size.
No,
he's a wide stuffer.
Al, I'm holding the book, and it's. I'm guessing it's about 8.5 by 11 or 12. So you're going to put this in a stocking, as you pointed out, it's going to have to be a pretty big one.
The term stocking stuffer
means you put it in a stocking. Don't try to Webster University your way out of this one, smart guy.
You can put it in an angle on the very top.
Gorlock.
Weirdo. Yes, Christy, thanks.
Maybe you should get a hickey and then have it turned into a tattoo.
No.
So it would just be a red blotch.
That's right.
Okay. No, I like them heart purple.
Hey, Bruce, be here before you leave.
Okay, now we have a little bit of time here, Al.
I know we have to keep it moving, but I just have to tell you, Tom, you guys just made me laugh so much this morning because before we started, you know, the camera's still on so I can see. And Chick wasn't in the room, so it was just Josh sitting there by himself like he was in a waiting room waiting to talk to a psychologist about the porn that his wife found. And then Chick walks in super late and then stares at everybody and looks at the clock like the clock is wrong. And
that's the standard move.
It was the best morning.
I learned that also from Tom Grizzly.
Oh, that's the standard move. Whenever I walk in late, I always look at the clock like what happened? Clock's wrong. I'm not late. Al Jackson.
All right, Tom, let's do this.
Okay, go ahead. What do you got?
All right, Tom, I got some fun ones. Tom, since we're heading into the holidays, let's try not to get fired with this first one. But, Tom, if I ask you, what is that good? What am I discussing?
Oh, yeah.
Some of that good.
Little of that good. Something good.
Well, then presumably this is in the sexual realm.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a is it a specific geographical place on a lady?
I think it could be unisexual.
Oh, really?
I think. Yeah.
Okay. Does it land in the groin area?
It does.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, so then is the good the rear end, the buttocks area?
disagree.
No, it's not.
Let's keep walking around at the front of the house.
Oh, really?
That's interesting that you went there.
Well, I mean, I was trying to think something both the ladies and the gents have in common.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Well, they both have sex organs, I think, is the generalization here.
Got that good.
So is it the front naughty?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
She got them tight grips.
Oh. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Is tight grips? Is that just the ladies?
That's a thing. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's just the ladies.
Is it like a Kegeling thing?
Oh, you can just say that good, and then, she got them tight grips.
She got them. Is that what you would say, Josh? Josh, you would say she got them tight grips?
Josh has them tight grips on them women forcing hickeys on him because they like him.
They want me to give her the... Oh, jeez.
I know. I want to see it later. Josh, they like it.
I think this could become your first hip-hop hit.
What, tight grips?
She got them tight grips.
Okay.
Them tight grips. Them sugar walls closing in.
Sounds like a Prince song.
Do we have a hit on our hands, Al?
Al's laughing.
I'm on board with that. We got to get Dean or somebody to lay a beat down.
But the tight grips is just for the ladies, then.
Right.
Although, technically, I guess it could be.
Okay.
I don't know. When I practice it for myself, I've got a pretty tight grip on there.
Oh, I see.
The old ass kegel.
Jeez.
He meant around the back of the house.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
It is a muscle.
Okay. Yeah, it sure is.
Al, we got to move on. What else you got?
All right. Tom, what would it mean if I told you that somebody's on the team?
Somebody's on the team.
Yeah, don't look too deeply into it. That's your hint. Don't look too deeply into it.
Okay, is this again in the realm of human sexuality?
Not necessarily, but in the realm, yeah.
Okay, because I've heard people say, referencing someone's homosexuality, that they play for the other side.
Other team.
No. Make it more selfish, more personal.
Say it again.
Don't think too deeply. Somebody's on the team.
They work with you and they do a good job and they're on your team and everything's fine.
Maybe if this was a quiz for Home Depot.
Quiz for Home Depot.
Maybe it's just somebody that likes you.
Maybe it's somebody. Yeah.
Okay.
I could take that. But if I was to say it, especially if I was a single man, it would just be like, Christy. Oh, dude, she's on the team. That's not even saying we definitely hooked up, but like she likes me.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Or we could possibly
in a sexual
up.
Way. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that she looks like she's got, what did you say, tight grips?
Usually that's said after one knows for sure whether or not. Because you can never tell, you know.
Just by looking.
Yeah. You can't judge a grip by the cover.
Right.
Oh.
Thank you for going with cover. We have time for one more, Al.
You can judge a book by cover.
Oh, right. Tom, if I describe something again, this is a don't get fired into the holidays question. So I always give that little precursor. Tom, if I tell you that something is super loose, what am I describing?
It's the opposite of the tight grip. Yeah,
this is clearly the... I know that one. If something is super loose, it means, hey, look, it's casual. You don't have to get all dressed up. The party is super loose.
Tom, you are... You're not correct, but you're more correct than I ever would have thought you would. You're like 50% correct. So yeah, take the casual and keep the idea of a party. And just like if a party is super loose, what's happening?
No one's there with a date. Everyone's single. No. Okay.
I would have thought that. Yeah.
It's not exclusive. Everyone's invited.
There's no cops
just,
there, so you can bring
wild.
Whatever illegal.
It's just wild and
wild
fun.
Party.
Crazy.
Oh, okay. Just be like, oh, dude, I can't go over chicks on a Sunday night. I got to work Monday. He's super loose over there. Yeah. So
And it is. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Before we go, Al, I've got my book, Straight from the Fridge, Dad, A Dictionary of Hipster Slang.
Does anyone like this?
No, I don't care for it at all.
I just like how mad it makes Willie. Willie gets mad. Yes. It like really upsets him.
Al, man, you are giving us a wide range of culture, a wide range of words. This was one borough, not one neighborhood
in 1927
from 2 years of time.
Here we go.
Allen Ginsberg said this one time.
Yeah.
Al, I tried to carry a moose head through a revolving door.
Boy, what does that mean?
You said it. So I'll tell you what, man. Last night I tried to carry a moose head through a revolving door.
You tried to bite off more than you could chew?
No, it means somebody beat me up.
Oh.
Well, that's ridiculous.
What?
That
doesn't even make any sense.
Well, it happens to appear in the novel The Bedroom Bolero by Michael Avalon.
Oh, old Michael Avalon, okay. Chick. Hear that?
Thank you, Al Jackson.
Yeah.
Al, right. We'll talk to you again soon. Where is Baby Ford is the book. Yeah. Al is on the Daily Blast live on your TV or your computer, and you can find the book and Al's stuff. Where, Al Jackson?
At Al Jackson Live. And before I get out of here, Tom, I do want to say thank you to Josh. I really, when I first saw him, I really was like, oh, we have the creator of the first X Games on today. But it was just Josh. He made me look he's made me happy.
Oh,
you really, you look like a successful man. I love you guys so much.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.